Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, waiting till next year would be a huge mistake. That's the prognosis from Dr. Rob Johansson of the American Sugar Alliance regarding the next farm bill. He said 2 years' worth of hearings have documented a brewing financial crisis caused by falling commodity prices, high input costs, and tightening farm credit. And he said, it's time for Congress to act. Johansson was the USDA's chief economist when the last farm bill was written and saw firsthand the impacts of a trade war, COVID, and climate on America's agricultural and food system. He said, the level of farm assistance has fallen to its lowest level relative to farm income since 1981. And it's clear that the current suite of farm programs is fraying at the edges. Farms are leaving agriculture, and farmland is being paved over. The need for improved certainty is vital for securing credit needed for the next planting season and long-term investments in productivity. Of course, the current farm bill expired on September 30th without an extension even offered by members of Congress. So, as it stands today, it's a wait-and-see game in Washington regarding farm policy. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.